around, get around, I get around, yeah, get around, round, round, I get around, I get around. Where the kids are hip. My buddies and me, you're getting real well known. Yeah, the bad guys know us and they leave us alone. I get around. It's never been beat, and we've never missed yet with the girls we meet. None of the guys go steady, cause it wouldn't be right to leave your best girl home on a Saturday night. I get around.
We just played to the Beach Boys and I Get Around, and he's back. It's been ages and ages and ages, but he's back. Tosin,
yeah. Yes,
you?
I know. I'm doing well and doing well. I'm so sorry I disappeared for a while.
Well, you did just... I was worried about you. I put out a search party and everything.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. The mainland claimed me for a short while. It decided to give me money and I was like, okay, yeah, I probably should actually go earn some money and stop just hanging around in the cinema.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Mm. Fair enough. Okay, well, it's been a couple of months. So you must
it has
have,
been.
Have you seen any good movies over the summer?
I have seen some good movies over the summer. I think I remember the last time I was in, I said I wanted to see X-Men Days of Future Past. That was the next big one I wanted to go see.
Yeah.
I did see that. I did like that. That was a very, very good film. And saw Guardians of the Galaxy. Guardians of the Galaxy is amazing. It's just such a good film. It's kind of like, you know how Marvel with the Iron Man and Captain America's, they've been making all these movies recently.
Yeah.
And this is probably the most out there one that they've done because it's all set in space and it's like a space opera. But it's just so funny and it's just such a well-made film because I think not many people expected much from it, but it just knocks it out of the park. It's probably the closest thing to Star Wars since the original Star Wars movies was released.
I bet you're a Star Wars fan, aren't you?
I'm a Star Wars fan. I'm not as crazy as some of the other people who could name the solar systems and name every single kind of alien that's in the Mos Eisley Cantina, but I like Star Wars, yeah.
Right, okay, because yeah. I mean, I'm not really a big Star Wars fan. I did sort of... what was that one with the big long tongue?
The what?
There was a thing on Star Wars with a big long tongue. It was a funny little thing and it had this... didn't it, or not? Am I making that up?
I can't think of anything with this long tongue.
Funny little eyes on top and... Yeah, maybe.
No, I think you might be thinking of another show.
Maybe I am. What have you been to see in the last couple of weeks?
The last couple of weeks, I went to see Lucy, which is the new Scarlett Johansson movie, and A Walk Amongst the Tombstones, which is Liam Neeson. His latest thing being the hardest thing on screen since Dirty Harry.
Right, okay. Yeah. So tell me about Lucy, because I've heard things about this. My wife is called Lucy, and somebody said to me a little while ago, go and see the film and take your wife with you.
Yeah.
And my son said, no, don't go and take her, Dad. It's horrible. It's rubbish, he said. So I'm in two minds now, because I don't want to get a clip around the ear for, oh, why are you wasting my time taking me to see Lucy for? But, so what's the film all about?
Oh, yeah, I don't think it's a date movie. It's essentially about, so Scarlett Johansson plays this party girl called Lucy. She's an American who's traveling around the world, and she's in Taipei, in Taiwan, and she's like, you know, she's met this guy who she's been going out with for a couple of weeks. They met in a bar, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
it turns out that he's a bit of like a dodgy sort of drug smuggler, and he more or less tricks her into delivering this suitcase of weird stuff to some to a Korean gangster. And when she delivers it, everything goes tits up. He gets killed, she gets kidnapped, and then she gets turned into a drug mule, in which they cut her open and they put this drug in her, and she's supposed to go all the way to go all the way to somewhere in Europe with it so that they can sell it into the market. And it's an experimental drug. In that, while she's transporting it, the bag splits open and it goes into her system. It turns out that it's a drug that that helps you use 100% of your brain activity, because they have this whole thing throughout the film saying humans only use 10% of their brain activity. And as it goes into her system, more of her brain activity gets activated, and then she sort of goes through the various stages of becoming this superwoman, essentially. And you have, on the other hand, you have Morgan Freeman, who is doing his old wise man thing, where he's walking around being like a professor, going, the human beings only use 10% of their brain capacity. And he essentially, so the beginning of the film is framed with this drug going to a system and him giving a lecture about what would happen the more of your brain capacity that you use. And so at 20%, she essentially becomes the superhero who can see absolutely everything, that starts shooting people and takes revenge on the people who kidnapped her in the first place. And then at 30%, she goes online and she reads absolutely everything. And then, so at the beginning it's kind of cool, then it starts going a bit more into the silly territory, which is why I don't think it's that much of a date movie. Because so at 40%, she can control electronics, so she can switch on computers with just her mind and all that kind of stuff. And then it goes up on to the point where the more brain power she uses, the more she becomes God.
Right.
So it starts off, and it's actually quite, because Luc Besson, he's the one who directed it, and he did The Fifth Element, and he has a very kind of visual, kinetic way of doing it, where things are moving around, and you're just kind of like, oh, wow, this is cool. This is just like, it's almost like a theme park ride, and you're going through it, and you're being carried along. And then it goes into the more philosophical things, where it kind of slows down, so much so that the big, massive set piece at the end of the movie, where people are shooting each other up and everything like that in some building in Paris, she's not actually involved in it all the time. She's hooked up to something and she's musing and thinking philosophically. And so it's not what you would expect from the trailer. You would expect a kickabout action movie. It's about half a kickabout action movie, but I think Luc Besson also has some philosophical thing he wants to say about the potential of what human beings could be. So it's a bit of a weird curate's egg of a movie. I would probably go with your son and not take your wife along to it.
Okay. So who plays the female lead?
Scarlett Johansson.
Right, okay. Are they going to make a sequel? If so, they could make Shirley. Shirley would be... What do you think? The sequel, Shirley.
Shirley,
on Lucy. Now we're going to do it on
Shirley,
an elderly,
I think,
old
that
bird.
Would be an interesting one. That would be an interesting one. I could just so see you sort of jumping around, kicking people in the face and all that kind of stuff.
Who's going to play Dame Shirley?
Oh, I think you've got to go for one of the other dames. You can't beat Judy Dench or Maggie Smith.
Yeah. Mm. I'm thinking more of...
that'll do.
Who's that lady who was in the Carry On films?
And then stop
Peggy
it.
Peggy Mitchell.
Barbara Windsor.
Barbara Windsor. You're more of a Barbara Windsor.
Well, not really, Ian.
Well, you are. Sorry, but you are. Okay, what was the other film you went to see?
The other film was A Walk Amongst the Tombstones. So this is Liam Neeson. And recently, ever since Taken was released, Liam Neeson has been discovering his hard man persona. Where, so with Taken, you must have seen... Have you seen Taken?
And two.
You've seen Taken 1 and 2. Okay, they're making
films.
A 3.
Are they?
They're making
excellent.
They're making a 3.
You'd think he'd be a little bit more careful now. He's been taken twice.
Yeah, I know. It's kind of he actually said himself, he was like, oh, we can't make a Taken 3. What's going to happen? She gets taken again? Yeah. And apparently...
No, they bring her back. We don't want her.
apparently, they came up with a storyline, and probably with enough money, that made him go, okay, all right, we'll do it again. So ever since then, he's been doing this. There's been a series of films released where it's kind of Liam Neeson, sort of late in his career, discovering this hard man persona where he just can't be stopped and he walks around. And A Walk Amongst the Tombstones, you look at the poster, and it's grey, which is a bit like the Taken poster. He has a gun in it, which is a bit like the he has a jacket on it, that's a bit like the... And you think, oh my God, here we go again. And also, you watch the preview of the film, and he's on a phone with a bad guy, sort of saying something and being Liam Neeson and really sort of grumbling into the phone. So you think, okay, here we go again. It shows up that somebody has gotten kidnapped. A female has gotten kidnapped, and somebody is demanding something for her. You think, here we go again. But it is a very different film. It is not like Taken at all. and it's all the better for it. It's actually it's a very, very good film. It's based on a book. It's set in 1999, so just before the whole millennial thing happened, and everybody in the film's talking about Y2K, and there's this whole sort of thing going on. And the whole idea is that he used to be a policeman. So the film starts off in 1991, where he's a policeman, he's drinking in a bar, some guys come in and shoot the barman, he walks out and he shoots a couple of them on the streets. Then it jumps forward to 1999, at which point he stopped being a policeman. You don't know why he stopped being a policeman. And he's now an unlicensed private eye, which means that if people have something that they need to find that they can't go to the police because it's a little bit dodge or anything like that, they come to him. And he's not on the books or anything like that. The way he puts it is that I do favors for people and they give me gifts. So it's all kind of like, you know, cash in an envelope under the table kind of stuff. And he ends up being hired by this guy who is a drug trafficker whose wife has people kidnapped his wife, demanded a ransom. He paid the ransom, but they killed her anyway. Then it's a bit gruesome in that they chopped her up and put her in little packets in the back of a car.
Right.
And he's like, yeah, it's a gruesome film. I went to see it with my wife, and she has been calling it that terrible film for the last 2 days.
But you're saying it's a really good film.
It's very good. It's very disturbing. Yeah. There's no doubt about it. It's very disturbing.
Okay.
And especially seeing the guy who hires him is played by a guy called Dan Stevens, who is best known for being in Downton Abbey.
Oh, ooh. No. Well, the young heartthrob, the blonde chap.
I think so. But I don't watch Downton Abbey, but from what I understood,
You're not missing anything.
Yes, you are.
Downton Shabby, we call it.
From what I understand, he's left the show because I think he died in a car crash or something.
That's him.
He's lovely.
You wouldn't like him in this film.
Oh,
don't horrible. Watch this film. It will ruin your idea of what he's like. So it's very well made. It's very engrossing because you care about these characters. You want him to find these people. You want to find the people who are doing these things, and you want them to get what's coming to them. But it's very disturbing.
Okay.
In that, Taken is kind of like hyper realized. This is just very, very real, and you can imagine this kind of thing happening, which is why it's very disturbing.
So we've run out of time, but give Lucy a mark out of 10.
I'll give out of 10.
Yeah.
Okay, what's 3 out of 5? I'll give it a 6 out of 10.
6 out of 10?
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah, that's not bad. And what about the walking in between the tombstones?
Oh, yeah, A Walk Amongst the Tombstones. I'll give that one probably an 8 or 9 out of 10.
Brilliant. Okay, yeah. So you can recommend that one then?
Yeah, I can totally. With caveats, it's gruesome.
Okay, yeah. Right. Okay. And what are you going to see in the next couple of weeks? Because you come back in a fortnight, aren't you?
In the next couple, I would really like to see Pride. Pride, which is this little British film about, like, it's set during the miners' strike in the 80s. It's based on a true story.
Oh, brilliant.
About a group of gay and lesbian people who actually went to help out miners in Wales. That has been getting really, really good reviews, and I'd really like to see that. And that's the main one I'm looking at the moment.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm just having a conversation in my mind with the wife. We're going to go and see this film. It's all about gay and lesbians. Do you want to come or not? I don't think that's going to sell, is it? That's not going to.
It is. Apparently, it's one of those films that it doesn't sound. It works a lot better on screen because it's being compared to things like The Full Monty and stuff like that.
Okay.
So, like, you know, you have a downtrodden group of people, and it's all about the bond that's made between them, and they're saying it's best British film in ages. So I think it's going to have more of the kind of Full Monty. Did you ever see Brassed Off with Pete Postlethwaite in it?
Yes. Yeah, exactly.
It's going to have. It's more that kind of film. So I think Pride, without seeing it, I would recommend. I would say, yeah, drag the wife to go see that. She would probably love it.
All right, and we'll talk about that for sure in a couple of weeks' time. Thank you, Tozin.
No problem.
It's good to see you back.
Yeah, it's good to be back.